what would I call it, mm-hmm. porch.
Okay. Well, would you call it anything different if it didn't have a top to it, if it weren't covered?
Patio.
What would you call the little fenced-in area next to the barn where people put the cows before they milk them?
Pasture?
Yeah, I guess so. Would you call it anything else? Well, it's right next to the barn, but it's real small, and you put the cows there just before you milk them.
A stable?
Well, yeah, I guess you could call it that. You ever call it like a cow break or something like that?
Yeah, I've heard tell of that.
Well, have you heard of anything else, maybe, that's called? So you would maybe call it what was that? It was a cow?
Cow breezes.
Yeah, okay. What would you call if there was a fence or a wall out there made out of rocks or stones? What would you call it? Say, look at that.
Out of rocks and stone.
Mm-hmm. See, there's no right or wrong answers to this. I just want to see what you would call it, you know, if you were just talking, like you're talking to me.
I wouldn't know what I'd call that because I had never seen it, I don't think.
You never seen a wall or fence made of rocks or stones?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, if you saw one, what would you call it?
A stone fence.
Okay. Oh, I don't suppose there'd be too many of those around here.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, because I haven't seen many rocks around here at all.
My boss lady got a brick fence.
Ma'am?
My boss lady got a brick fence, and I ain't never seen no rock fence.
Well, yeah, I noticed that. Like, lots of roads are made out of gravel, but these roads don't, you know, they're all real smooth.
Tell your fuck.
Why wish you would sit out a gourd on the porch?
What would you call a big wooden container that's open at the top and it's shaped like this and you use it for carrying milk or water? You know, it has a handle?
A pail.
Okay, would you have another name for it if it were made out of metal?
A bucket?
If it were made out of metal, would you call it that?
Mm-hmm.
If it were made out of wood, would you call it a bucket?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I see. Like we were talking about this a while ago, what do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things in?
Frying pan.
Yeah. Well, like Ms. Robinson was telling us a while ago, her husband uses the word skillet. Have you ever heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you use that when you were young?
No, I never used it, but I've seen it.
What did they look like?
They looked just like a frying pan, but the deeper, and then they got legs on them.
Mm-hmm. Were they very big?
About 6 inches
big?
I made them see.
Okay. Did your mother used to use those?
No, she didn't use no one of them, but she used them big old high iron pots.
Yeah.
Weird.
What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of? The thing that you turn the water on and off with?
A spigot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you call the same thing that you turn on a barrel?
On a barrel?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of barrel?
Oh, like maybe a barrel that you put, what would come in that barrel?
Lemonade or iced tea? A wooden barrel like this?
Yeah, like, maybe beer.
What would you call it? That thing we had out there, the toast that you love with the brown, that thing.
I call it a lid.
A